Welcome to episode 24 of Women Writing Men. This is another special episode. I know these are happening a lot. I promise we're going to do better. It's just the way our reading went. And because, we were just reading some Amazon specials and because they're really easy.
And they all got really jammed up together, but we're going to...
We're spreading them out and we're figuring it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Delaney. I'm here with Mariah.
And our podcast is about... Hello, by the way.
And our podcast is about finding the most attractive man in fiction. We are ranking them. We normally rank them. We're not doing it this episode because these are Amazon specials. This week we're doing Change on the Fly by Maren Moore.
Talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Mariah requested this one because she wanted to do a hockey player one, and this one just came up for her or something.
It's so fun. First off, I've noticed as we've been listening that I find all these books like all over the place. I'm like, man. So this one I found because there was a girl on TikTok who like wrote this book. Like she was just like a girl on TikTok. That's how I found her. And she was like laughing, like joking in her TikTok about how like everyone thought that her book was like the inside scoop about a real NHL player. And so it like blew up on Amazon and I was like, there's a book about, like, I knew, like, it's not a real NHL player, but I was like, there's a romance about a real, like, about an NHL
seemingly,
player?
Yeah.
And I was like, woo, that's interesting. So it was a free preview of the first two chapters, and I read them, and then you were like, we need another book, and I was like, well, I want to read the rest of this book. I read the first two. And then you paid for something.
And then we read it.
And then we read it.
People thought this was legitimately...
about a real NHL player.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it was like...
She
was the girl, the main character, and was like, had written the story of their romance. And I was like, guys.
Did she lie on TikTok to get people to buy the book?
Could have been.
Okay. I feel like she must have. Because there's no way you would read this book and be like, this is... Because Mariah is actually a huge hockey fan.
Yes. Like, yeah, so that's why I was like, I want to read this, because I'm like, I love NHL players.
Yeah, like...
The real ones.
So, yeah, Mariah's a huge hockey fan. I know next to nothing about hockey. Like, I'm Canadian, so I know how to play the game, but like...
And know some of the rules.
I know, like, things about it.
How many periods are there? That's right.
So I know some of the things about hockey, but like not enough, like I don't know enough about like NHL, how it works or whatever, to like be like, oh, for sure this isn't
based in some fact.
Yeah, but like reading it I was like, this is clearly not
based in any fact.
Yeah, I don't know, it just was like, it was clearly just someone being like, ooh, I wonder what it's like to date an NHL player.
It drove me a little bit crazy. Y'all are going to hear about it. So should we do a quick summary? And then I guess dive in?
Yeah.
Okay, so my quick summary. This is the book about an NHL player. His name is Reed. Do you know his last name? Feels important when it's an NHL player, but... Reed.
I don't know if I wrote it. Anyway, go ahead.
You might find out later. I don't know his last name. I didn't know his first name until Lainey told me. So Reed is an NHL player. And... early on, he gets a call from his dying father that his half-sister is dead. And will you take her son?
Yeah.
He's like 3 years old.
Yeah, something like that.
And so he's like, oh my gosh, I'm an NHL player. How the heck am I going to do this? But okay, I will take her son. So he takes this kid, like becomes his legal guardian. And because he's an NHL player, he's like, how am I going to handle like road games and practice, like, and having this 3-year-old and I'm a single guy. So he basically asks his sister's best friend to come on the road with him and basically be this boy's nanny.
Yeah.
And they fall in love.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I guess not. At first they're just like sleeping together.
Yeah. And then they fall in love.
Yeah.
On the book, it's like... this is a single dad hockey romance, which I'm like, okay, you're hitting keywords here.
There's in the sequel, like it literally happens again with his buddy who gets like drunk all the time. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about him in the context of the book, but the sequel is about him.
No, we do need to talk about him in the context of the book because the whole time they're talking about him, I'm like, why does this guy matter at all? And then it was revealed at the end that he's the star of the sequel, and I was like, Oh, that's why we talked about him ever.
But yeah, he like knocks a girl up and then decides to
yeah
have their decides to become the father of this baby. That's well, book two.
No, there's a book before this
oh,
as
really?
Well. I think about his best friend, the guy that he hangs out with, who because that guy was a single dad until he met the love of his life.
Oh,
because he's like widowed or whatever. And he's like guy. A coach. Yeah.
See, I was thinking of the other guy.
Yeah, no, I think there's three and they're all single dad hockey romances.
That's hilarious. Okay. Yeah. But the other guy was never an NHL player.
I think he was a coach or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was so illogical. That doesn't even happen. Like, right away, that when I think probably wrote about it when he gets introduced, I'm like, how can he be an NHL coach? He's the same age as the players. He doesn't have any experience in hockey yet.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Okay.
Let's just get into this.
We just went on a little bit of a ramble that probably made no sense to anyone but us. Here we go. Chapter one.
Yeah. So yeah, chapter one, Reed is like in a bar and he's like got a girl in his lap and he's a big player. Yeah.
Oh, that is a right.
Oh, term. I know. I just, I wrote girl in his lap.
A puck bunny, which is girls who just want like, you know.
Yeah.
They're going after hockey players.
Yeah. And so yeah. At this point, like, in this first chapter, Briggs is introduced, who is the guy who's going to be in the next book.
Yes.
And he was all like, yeah, Briggs is going to be in so much trouble if he does anything sketchy. He's going to get kicked off the team.
Yes.
And I was like, why does this matter? And they bring it up again later, and it still didn't matter.
It was irrelevant to Lee. No, not Lee. Reed. Sorry. Some things that I did notice about this is that, so, like, the club scene.
Yeah.
That was actually not that inaccurate, because I have been at a club, and the whole Canucks were there.
Yeah.
And that's a whole 100% what was happening.
Yeah.
We watched them approach women, the women got to go up to the fancy section, and then they would leave with said women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them, not all of them, but.
Yeah.
That was totally, I was like, this is at least, like...
Legit.
The only illegitimate part that I don't know when this takes place, but, like, I don't know necessarily how much that happens during the season.
Yeah.
When we saw the Canucks, they had, like, already, their season was over. Mm. They were, like, going to party.
Yeah.
Where, on a normal Friday night...
Yeah, they might be busy, like, yeah. doing hockey.
Like, their lives are busy.
Yeah.
So... Like, give her a point for that. I'm like, yeah. I've seen that in real life. They yeah. do that.
Okay. So, yeah. Briggs is the guy who's going to be in the next book. Liam is the guy who was in the previous book, I'm assuming. And so he's a coach. He's like a young guy with two young kids. And
he's
then he
like coached in the NHL, whatever.
Yeah. So Mariah has already established that it's not plausible for him to exist and be that age. I feel like he might be slightly older. If he's got two kids.
I think that they said they played together.
Yeah.
They played hockey together. So that means that...
And maybe he's like an assistant coach or something.
Which maybe that's more fair. But like pretty typically in the way the NHL works is that if you like, if your goal is to be a coach, almost every coach was a player.
Yeah.
Like you need to establish yourself in the NHL to move up to the thing.
Yeah.
People don't start out saying, I want to be a coach when I grow up. They say, I want to be an NHL. I want to be a player so mm-hmm. that I can become a coach.
Yes. So yeah, here's something I don't know if you're going to be able to answer. He calls the paparazzi the paps.
I don't know that one.
And I was like...
I've never heard people call them that.
I've never heard anyone call them that.
I also don't know if hockey players have paparazzi.
Yeah.
I've like never seen...
This that. Is like, American?
Still. Hockey is less popular there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Also, my family has just met quite a few of the players just, like, at gas stations and stuff. Like, they don't have paparazzi following them wherever they go. They're just hockey players.
Maybe this might be a uniquely Vancouver experience, though. I don't know. Maybe we just don't care about hockey players. So, yeah, Reed has to go pick his sister up from a party. And
she's drunko.
And so, yeah, his sister's name is M. And then...
M?
Yeah. Emery?
Okay. I think that reminds brings more bells to me. Do they call her Emperor?
Yeah. I love, like, your pure, like, confusion when I said M.
I don't know the girl's name, so this is exciting for me.
What do you think Emery's best friend's name is?
Anna.
Holland. You were so close. Yeah, so then he takes Emery and Holland back to
his house
because she can't go to the mom's place.
No idea why.
Okay. Hey, so yeah, Emery passes.
Emery does live with the mom, so. But.
Yeah, I don't know. But so Emery passes out, and then later him and Holland eat Pop-Tarts in the middle of the night mm-hmm. in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And like they grew up together, and so they know each other and
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, they've been like Holland and Emery have been friends since like childhood.
Yeah.
So I have just like comments about this chapter that I think were dumb. Mm-hmm. Well, first, it's mentioned, and then their ages are super confusing. So he is 28. That's okay. Official. It's mentioned that Emery is 3 years younger than him.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, Emery and Holland are 25.
Yeah.
But then I was like, why are they at a sorority party? They're 25. In the United States, they would have finished university 3 years ago.
I thought they were much younger than that.
Exactly. I think they were. And I think the author
got confused
about their ages and gave them different ages throughout the book. Because I wrote it. Like, I'm the one who does the math of these things. And I was like, she's 3 years younger. Okay, she's 25. Why the heck is she at a sorority party?
Yeah.
Illogical.
Is Reed, like, younger than you thought he was somehow?
I mean, I don't know why I would think so surely that he was 28 and that he wasn't.
And 28 seems like...
It's a pretty average age for hockey players.
Yeah.
Like, to be in their prime,
28. I thought he was, like, maybe 26, and then they were, like, 22-ish.
Which would make more sense of why. Why they were at sorority party, I was like, this is dumb.
Okay.
So that was my first, this is dumb. He gives her, like, so Holland's sleeping over. He doesn't have any clothes. Like, he doesn't have any feminine things.
Yeah.
So he gives her boxers, which I just think is a really weird thing to give a person. Like, just give her a shirt. But, like, yeah. Here are my dirt, like, clean, but underwear.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
And you're not my girlfriend. Like, just wear my underwear.
Also, he, like, should have some sort of, like, basketball shorts or something.
Yeah. Like, something other than his underwear. So that was my other point. And then my last point is, these are, like, I was, like, nitpicking these because I was like, Lainey knows the details. I'll just nitpick.
Yeah.
She removes her makeup. And I was like, how?
Does he have makeup remover at his
house?
Yeah,
exactly. I'm like, he wouldn't have that. What did you remove your makeup with?
Maybe it was just water soluble. She just used water and ruined one of his washcloths.
So, that's my nitpicks. Let's move on.
Okay. Yeah, I had a nitpick for chapter two, actually.
Okay.
So, he gets a call from Briggs, who tells him to call his mom, because his mom called Briggs because his mom couldn't get a hold of him. And so then his mom tells him to call his dad. And I was like, author, why did you do this?
Like, why just to throw Briggs into the story?
Yeah.
For book three.
And it was
because
just...
Because mom could just easily call him. We don't need
like,
the
this fucking
forth.
Phone weird
We
thing.
Don't even need mom to call him. Why doesn't dad just
call him? I know. I guess
mom did explain...
There was exposition that
Reed
they...
Reed hasn't seen dad in like 20 years.
Yes, and they have
She wants
issues.
Reed to like...
Connect
have
with
Have the control
yeah.
of whether he has doctors yeah. or not. So that one explains, but the Briggs...
It didn't need to be in the mix.
No.
That just turns into stupid levels of phone calls. And yeah, so mom does like this exposition dump where she's just like, I know you harbor a lot of ill will towards your father. and you know when you say that to someone who harbors ill will towards their father? And then yeah, it's just, as Mariah said, his dad is like, you have to take this baby because...
I'm dying. So they won't give him to me.
Yeah.
He goes, like, through all the people. He's like, I'm dying. They won't give him to me. Your sister's dead.
Her husband's dead. Her husband had no family.
And Emery, the only other, like, relative,
is
financially dependent on mother still.
Yeah.
Because she's 25 and still in university.
Or something.
Which does not happen.
Yeah.
Here it does. People will be, like, doing undergrad forever. But in the States, it's 4 years and you're done.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So.
Okay.
I also found it, like, also the dad was, like, sorry, speaking of all the people who have died and cannot take this baby, the dad is, like, my wife died of breast cancer, so she can't take it. And, like, he just has, like, all these things. Like, just
yes.
Everyone has died of a type of cancer specifically. Like, there's
oh, really?
So much. No, it was just him. him and his wife both had cancer, and then also...
Well, the mom of the kid was in a car accident. Yeah. So, like, the mom and the dad were in a car accident together.
I was like, the elaborate series of events that this author has constructed...
To raise the child of your half-sister that you've never met.
Yeah.
I think he said they met her once.
Yeah.
The question I had about all this... So now child services calls. He's like, child services are going to call you now. And they call, and they're like, we know your sister can't take them because your sister lives with your mom. And we're like, and I was just like, how does child services know that? I mean, maybe mom told dad who told child services, but again... I was like, how does child services... And they're like, oh, she doesn't make enough money. I'm like, how do they know that? Like, who told you?
Yeah,
because dad doesn't know.
He doesn't know his
them.
Kids.
He doesn't
yeah.
know them.
Yeah,
he so, but he was like the only one who can do it is Reed because I know my daughter is financially dependent on her mother that yeah. I haven't seen in 20 years. I know that that's the situation. I was confused.
Yeah. Yeah. So then he gets this call from child services and they're like, it's up to you, make your decision. And then he goes and talks to Liam, who has these two kids already, and Liam who's the coach guy, and yeah. he's just like, and then Reed's like, look at how happy Liam is. This is what I
wondered, like, is that, does that make him more attractive? Because he was like, oh, look at how happy he is, so it's like inspires him to do it. And I was like, is this a good, like, is this supposed to be like,
ugh. he's so hot? Yeah. We didn't do our overall impressions. Let me just say, the child surprise subplot the kid did not need to be there. He brought nothing to the table.
Yes. I know. I mean, this is...
I understand why he's there.
This, like, you know, we've talked about, like, fetishes before yeah. in, like, what women like to like read about.
Child is not a fetish. Mariah...
Not in a fetish, but that, like...
It's just a trope that people like.
Yeah, it's a trope that it's like, oh, I love seeing. I mean, I think that it is, I love. I used to follow an account on Instagram that was just, like, DILFs in Disneyland, and it was just attractive men with their children in Disneyland. Super attractive.
Yeah.
Adding a child to attractive men.
It does increase attraction. Yeah. But this kid just didn't do much for me. Like, their bond just wasn't, like... enough for me, you know?
They didn't spend enough time in it, I think.
And it didn't, like, grow properly to where I was like, wow, he's a dad now. He just had a kid. Mm-hmm. That was, like, he was just with child.
Another thing that I pointed out and noticed in chapter 3 is, like, this whole time he's like, I can't do this. Like, I don't know how to raise kids. But then he goes on... another exposition where he's like, except for when Liam's first wife left him, I raised those kids with Liam. And I was like, so you've raised children?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you've never raised children, but I raised Liam's children.
I know. Like, and so it was like, maybe in the other book he has his, like, how to be a parent arc or something. Because, like, he didn't have it in this book.
No.
But
he really seemed, he was like, I can't do this. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
But I actually did it.
But I did it, and I don't know.
It felt to me at times like it was just sloppy writing.
Yeah.
Where it was like, this is illogical. If he's raised children, his fear be
that he messes it up or something.
Yes,
like,
I know what to do with
children. I know technically how to raise children. But, I don't know how to raise good children.
Or I've never been the one that's making the impact.
Yeah.
Or teaching them the lessons. What if I teach them
Yeah, like, and she tried to set it up with, like, he has a bad relationship with his own father, so he's, like, worried about being a father. But then
that's not what Reed expresses in his fear.
Yeah, and, like, she just, like, the author doesn't do anything with it, you know? Like, I don't know. So chapter 4.
Evan's arrived.
Yeah, well, no, I think this is a Holland chapter.
Yeah, but he has arrived.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. Evan is the child.
Yes.
The child has arrived, but, so this is a Holland chapter.
And they alternate every chapter.
And so Holland, the other thing, Holland isn't like other girls. She doesn't have hobbies like dance. She only read a book. And, like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I just... dance is just as legitimate a hobby as read book. They are literally the exact same thing. They're just hobbies. They don't define who you are. Yeah, that's my not like other girls trope. Like, oh yeah, and then so Holland's mom died of breast cancer as well, and I was just like, the cancer in this book is unreal. And so her dad has Alzheimer's, and so she is like taking care of her dad, and she's had a crush on Reed forever, but she can't tell Emery because Emery had this bad experience as a young little girl.
The girls would just try to be friends with her because they wanted to, like...
get with her brother. Yeah.
How little are you? Like, when you say little girls, it's like 5 years old, and these other 5-year-olds are like, play with my Barbies so I can meet your brother. You're talking more like teenager.
I think, right? I'm imagining like preteen, like 12 or 13 or something.
So she like made Emery promise, or Holland promise, that she would never like
her brother or something.
Holland made this promise, so she like has to hide her feelings.
Yeah. So yeah, then Reed like calls her in the middle of the night and...
Yeah, I thought that was... They explain it, but I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Why are you calling her?
Like, yeah, he like, he had all these reasons he couldn't call anyone else, and he had to call her, but like... She has no, like, child.
She takes care of her dad, who's also dying.
But, like, that's not necessarily the same as a 3-year-old.
But then she kicks butt at taking care of Evan, so.
Yeah. Yeah. At chapter 5, I just wrote typo.
I didn't notice the typo. I did notice, I just was, like, thinking about what it would feel like. Like, not necessarily from his perspective, like from Reed's perspective, but what it would be like to take on a child, like whose parents have died. And you're because at one point Evan calls Reed daddy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
that's so sad.
It's so sad. And like, I'm not your dad, but your dad's gone.
Yeah. Like how do you explain that to a kid? And
yeah.
So sad.
I didn't write about the typo. I wrote, what month are they in? I was like thinking of the hockey logistics of everything. Because in chapter 5 that he proposes to Holland, because he's seen Holland be so good with Evan, and he's like, I need help.
Yeah.
Come to all the road trips with us so that like you can take care of Evan while I'm playing hockey, blah, blah, blah. And he said like for 6 months, and I was like, I think that the NHL season's longer than that. So immediately I was like, wait, what? And I was like, hey, what month? Because like the NHL season is October, November, December, January, February, March, April. 7 months. There's also preseason, which has road games, and they're called the best team in the league, so they're going to the Stanley Cup, which runs until June. So like
that's like
10 months of the year.
Yeah.
And I was like, 6 months? What are you talking about? Like, even just the regular season's more than that. I was pretty confused. So maybe this is like starting in November.
Oh, like they're already somewhat into the season. I mean, he did say something like he had practice or something, didn't he?
But they also, like, when, like, the NHL players typically go back to, like, I know a lot about this, they typically go back to training camp in August. So they do training camp, and then in September, they do September, October, like, beginning of October, they do preseason, and then mid-October, they start.
Okay.
So, like, he could be, like, practice would be any time from August to June.
Yeah.
That they would be at practice or doing practicey things.
Yeah. But if it's November, like, there's no talk of, like, snow or anything. I didn't realize this was a real team.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
What's it? Because
it's the Avalanche.
Yes, but they don't, it's the Colorado Avalanche is the NHL team, but he is the Detroit Avalanche or something.
Oh.
Like, they've taken the name of a team
and
the name
place.
Of a city that does have a team and mushed them together.
Okay, I see. I wasn't paying enough attention to the hockey. I was just like, yep, that's team name.
Yeah, you were right, but wrong city.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember what city he lived in, but I didn't know that.
Okay. Chapter 6, he's nice to her dad, and it is really cute. Like, because her dad is...
We really love...
old men.
And people, yeah.
Men being nice to old men.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, like, where some women are, like, be nice to the the child. It's, I'm like, be nice to the old man. You win. Like, but yeah, so her like hot water tank is broken or something. And he like goes to her house and like talks to her dad and is just nice to her dad. And so he goes to look at the hot water tank and a shelf of books falls on him. I'm like, why do you have books with your hot water tank? And so, yeah, she needs a new hot water tank. And so he's like, I'll pay for your hot water tank. Just come help me take care of this kid.
But specifically, he doesn't say it like that. I wrote down how he asks her.
Okay.
Please, Holland, this is me, Reed Davidson, the hottest hockey star you'll ever meet, begging you. I need you.
Icky.
I wrote it down. I was like, is this my worst line?
Davidson.
No! There we go.
We did it!
His last name is Davidson. But yes, the hottest hockey star you'll ever meet line. Even the fact that he calls himself a star.
Is like a bit much.
Yeah, just call yourself the hottest hockey player. If you're going to call yourself hot, don't call yourself a star.
Yeah.
It's too many things.
Chapter 7.
Yeah.
He can't fuck his sister's best friend.
Yeah, so what did I write about that? His sister tells him, I'll cut your dick off if you go after Holland. Because, you know, he's telling her, Holland's gonna go on this, and she's like, if you do anything with Holland, I'm gonna get your dick. I didn't like that this was the storyline, because I was like, that's all we ever get from Emery, is that...
She's just really, like... She's getting in the way of their relationship.
Yeah. And I was like, why are you getting in the way of their relationship? Like, you like your brother. You like Holland.
Yeah. Like,
why wouldn't you be happy for them?
Yeah. But...
And I just thought it made her look really bad. They also, in this chapter, say that Emery is 5 years younger than Reed. So now I'm like, okay, she's 23, which is still too old for her sorority. And I was like, I guess now Holland's also 23? I was pretty confused.
This is also lines from authors who do not have siblings. He goes, look, baby sis, everything's fine. As you often refer to your siblings.
I mean, maybe she has brothers.
And she calls them baby bro.
No, in like that she might not be an only child. In what way could you have siblings that would never happen? If you're all sisters, maybe more likely that they'd all be sisters.
Yeah, and you've never interacted with them.
No! You'd never... Would you call your sister baby sis? Maybe not. I'm confused.
Yeah. Chapter 8, so they go to this hotel because they're on the road now for games. And then they go... I wrote they go to a ship...
Thanks. They go for it. They go
like a museum or something, yeah. And the kid says, I love you, Weed. It's like, this is so dumb. Like, I don't know.
How long has it been? I mean, it's not been long. So, I have chapter 8 and 9 together. I don't know what's coming next.
Yeah, so he untangles her necklace and they have like a moment of ooh, I like you. You're so hot. And then... I wrote, he comes on to her. No idea where they are right now.
Like, what city they're in? I think they're in a hotel.
Yeah, but I think I didn't know, like, which room they were in, because I couldn't figure out where the kid was.
Oh. Well, I mean, he's rich, so I guess he just has... Okay, well, actually, this is where I don't know where to put this in, but this is all not how this would happen. Oh, it drove me crazy. So, like, they go on this road trip. I mean, I don't know how it works with family, so maybe this is... I mean, families don't typically go on the road trips with them, for one. So, like, in a regular team road trip, what you hear them talking about is, one, they're in a private jet, so they're all going together in one jet. Two, they sleep in a room with the other teammates, like, two teammates to a room.
Wow.
So I'm like, what room are you? Like, how did you get this special room?
Yeah.
Maybe he just... pays out of pocket.
Yeah.
But that is, like, this is not how road trips work. And then, like, this whole museum thing, like, they extended the road. He was like, let's just stay another day. And I was like, the private jet doesn't wait for you. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And, like, the fact that he could just extend his trips doesn't happen. Like, there's more games in the season, or there's a practice back at the city your hometown is, like, your team is in. You get to go to practice, like, for, like, you can't just, on a whim,
just do
extend
things.
Extend your road trip because you feel like it.
Yeah.
In emergency situations, NHL players do that. You know, my dad got sick, I've got to go. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, my wife is giving birth, got to go. But that's it. Not just like, I really want to go see the boat museum. Coach is like, get on the dumb bus.
Yeah.
We're going home.
Yeah.
You're our star player. You need to be with the team.
Yeah.
It drove me, like, the amount of times that things like that happen where I'm like, I'm out of this book now. I don't even care. You two are falling in love. You shouldn't even be in this hotel room right now. You should be sleeping with Briggs.
Yeah. So I think they were in, like... So, ignoring that.
Like, he had a big room, and one of the rooms was...
I think they had, like, adjoining rooms.
And I think his room was, like, a two-bedroom suite that What's-His-Butt had a room, and he had a room.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because, yeah, I was like, either Evan is in Holland's room with her...
No, I just figured that he had an extra, like, and then big enough room
that he's got... That Evan's got his own room.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, yeah, they now, like, are having, like, flirty time, and I was like, is the kid just, like, laying on the bed?
Sleeping?
Yeah. So they establish some rules about their relationship. Rule number one, don't fall in love. Rule number two, no one knows. And number three, it ends when the season ends. Mm-hmm. I wrote a line here. It's dick related. I'm trying to focus on the movie, but she's making it hard. And when I say it, I mean my dick. And then, yeah, they get sexual. And then chapter 10.
Okay.
They go to a hockey game. And then she blows him before he showers. And I was like, ew. Bro.
But, okay, well, actually, that's probably fine because...
He might have showered at
the pretty much typically, like, at a hockey game, in the way, despite all the inconsistency, the way an away game works, typically, is... They all shower and get back in their suits, and they all get on the bus together and return to the hotel.
Okay.
But my parents did see the Canucks at a hotel while they were in Ottawa, actually. My parents were going to the Ottawa game, and the Canucks were going to the Ottawa game, too, to play in the game.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they were staying in the same hotel. And my mom did, they did watch, and they did notice that some of the players did take their own cars. Okay. And we were curious about that, because we were like, why did you get to take your own car? And some people took the bus. And why did you have your own car in Ottawa when you live in Vancouver? We had questions. So,
okay,
it's possible that...
That they returned to... Yeah. Okay.
That he showered and returned to the hotel.
You and your family sound like Canuck stalkers. In this episode, I'm going to tell you that right now.
Like, how much? We see them. And
yeah, you just are near and there. Yeah. It sounds weird, like, the level of knowing where the Canucks are at all times, but it's fine. They're not. Mariah and her family are not stalking the Canucks.
So, some hockey illogicals that happened during this stupid game. So, he's in an away arena, and the fans are chanting his name. For you. You're the team they want to lose. Yes, they're probably watching him. I know, like, true Canuck, you know, when Sidney Crosby comes to play in Vancouver's arena, people are watching him, like,
yeah.
And they get excited when he's on ice. What's he gonna do? But they're not like, Crosby! Crosby! Like, they don't want him to score because they want their team to win. So stupid. The other thing that's commented is that he scores a goal and he's like, I scored the winning goal, but the game wasn't over. Which means, like, if there was any more goals, it wouldn't be the goal that won the game.
No, it was. It was.
It was, okay. But, like, when it was said...
Yeah, I wasn't.
The game wasn't over, and I was like, the game's not over yet. You can't call anything a winning goal until the game is finished. So at this point, I'm like, You know nothing about hockey. Whatever, your, what's her name?
Maren Moore.
Maren Moore.
If that's even your real name.
I'm like, dude, like, watch like 5 hockey games and you'll get more sense of how this goes. I was frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah, so back to him, to her blowing him before he has a shower. So they then shower, and then he shampoos her hair. I wrote another line. He dips his tongue inside my belly button. Nothing has ever felt so erotic.
I just wrote, sex. That's horrible.
Okay, I had to mention the belly button thing because I was so repulsed. I had to stop. I had to put the book down.
They watched One Tree Hill, which was my favorite show, and I thought that was fun. Probably puts her about our age.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
The author, because that show was big.
In that, like, in like a certain...
I was like one of the like kind of like younger ones mm-hmm. who watched it, so you know, like 20, yeah. 27 to 32, mm-hmm. is about how old this author would be, I would bet.
Wow. Probably.
Giving away her secrets. what are you going to say next?
Just that she read Harry Potter out loud while he eats her out. That's like him flirting with her.
Is she like currently reading Harry Potter?
I don't know. I think she just was reading in bed or something and then they're texting and he was like, yeah.
I read all these chapters really fast. They're all like, he calls her babe, which I just hate so much. I don't know if it's necessarily just that he, like, the context of their relationship.
Yeah.
It bothers me. Like,
if they're in this, like...
You're just, like, doing this thing that's gonna end.
Yeah.
She's not your babe.
Yeah.
She's just a girl you're sleeping with.
Yeah.
That really bothered me. And it also bothered... I think this is chapter 13, but I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
I got really confused, but I think I figured it out. Where everybody lived. He lives in a nice house.
Mm-hmm.
His mom lives in a dump. And next door to his mom...
Is an even worse a dump?
That's where Holland lives?
Yeah.
Okay. For a long time, like, up until this point, like, I wrote down and I was like, I need to make sure I'm clear on this. Because up until this point, I thought that he was neighbors with his mom. And I was like, what part of town do they live in? That he, like, lives in this mansion?
And she
and
just,
lives... like, lives in a dump next door. And then I was like, oh, maybe Holland is the one who lives next door. I was so confused. Even, like, earlier on when he was, like, trying to get a hold of his family because he couldn't figure out what to do with Evan, I was like, why don't you just go knock on their door? I thought you were next door neighbors.
No, they are not next door neighbors.
I was super confused. Okay. I got clear at this point, halfway through the book.
Yeah, so... You skip chapter 12, but all that happens in chapter 12 is there's more sexy time. But there was one point where they just forgot a condom.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and I was like, he's a goddamn hockey player. You don't want to do that. Like, yeah, so chapter 13, Emery sets her up on a blind date.
Yeah, I was like pretty worried about this.
And Reed gets insanely jealous.
I know. And she like really liked it.
Yeah.
She was like,
she was really into it.
And I was like, girl, this is an ugly trait.
But yeah, no, they go home and they bang more.
And he also calls her blind date a douchebag, but her blind date was perfectly perfect.
Yeah.
Like, he was not a bad person at all. He was totally fine. And I was like, ew, no.
Yeah.
So I just, at this point, was like, he is, like, really flawed.
Yeah, and... There's a lot of talk of, like, I don't know, that had, like, so there was, like, that little bit of toxicity, and then there was also, like, he was, like, she's ruining me for any other girl, like, she's wrecking me for any other girl, and I just, like, I felt like that language was just really, like, I don't know, it gave me bad vibes. Like, I was, like, you can have a healthy, happy relationship with another person after this, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But he offers to take her dad to the Alzheimer's ranch.
Yeah, so I was like, I guess this is his thing that's making him attractive.
Is that he's gonna, take care of her dad financially. And he doesn't, like, offer to pay for it at this point. He's just like, this might be a good place for your dad. They hang out and have a generic talk about soulmates and how everything is great. Oh, yeah. And in chapter 12, there was a bit about, like, trying to potty train Evan.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think that that was legitimate. Because the way that they're potty training him is that they put Cheerios in the toilet and tell him to aim. And I was like, why don't you just put him on the toilet? And, like, when he's, like, 5, you can teach him how to stand up.
Yeah.
Boys can pee in the toilet.
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
I'm like, it feels a lot easier.
Yeah. And so by chapter 16, he is potty trained. And I was like, why is there no conflict in this book? This is at the point.
This is the, I mean, Amazon specials. Yeah. Discovered.
No conflict.
No conflict.
Zero.
Everything is always. And actually, it was at this point that I was like, I want anything to happen. I was like, tell her her feelings and it go, tell her your feelings and it go terribly wrong.
Yep.
Have Emery find out and it go, like, terribly wrong. Like, terribly wrong. But
I was, no, like, they go to Liam's house and have a Nerf gun war.
I said, this would all be better than the nothingness I predict next.
Yeah. 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 That's what the, like, it's crazy.
I did notice, and I questioned it. This was my nitpicking. I was like, because they've implied it's been months now. And I was like, how come Evan hasn't been to Liam's house yet? Like, Liam's your best friend.
Yeah.
How come your son
hasn't met him? Yeah. Yeah, no. But, yeah, they go to Liam's house. And he talks to Liam, and he's all like, I'm so in love. So chapter 17, they're going to go to this cabin where Emery's going to be, like, Holland and Reed. And so it's like...
I have a problem, a hockey problem about this.
Oh, good. I was hoping for more hockey-related problems.
So the reason... So this is February, actually. It just happened last week, All-Star Weekend. Mm-hmm. The All-Star Weekend happens every February. The All-Stars of every team go to the All-Star Weekend and participate. And I was like, why the heck aren't you there, Reed?
Why? Is it February?
Yeah. The reason why they've gone to the cabin, it is mentioned, it's that it's All-Star Weekend.
What?
And so he has a few days off. And I was like, the players that aren't the best do, but you wouldn't. You would be there. You are consistently called the best player in the entire league.
I guess he's not. I guess he just calls himself that.
Turtle mostly calls himself that. But I was like, so when the All-Star Weekend happens, all of the best players, I mean, you can deny going. But I think you might have to pay a fine. Like, if you are chosen to go, you have to pay not to go. And the rest of the players do get a few days off. Because it's All-Star Week. I think it might be a whole week.
Wow.
Like, you just... I mean, the All-Star stuff doesn't go on the whole week, but they get a week off.
Yeah.
And so all the other players can go...
Yeah.
Have a week off. And I was like, you wouldn't have that. You would be at stupid All-Star Week. It drove me insane. So anyways, that's why he shouldn't be there, but he's there.
At one point, Evan says, like, Hallwind, like, because he can't do his L's. And I, like, was reading the book, and I was like, what if her name was Howard?
I love where our heads went for this.
And then there's, like, a whole, like, iPad, whether the toddler should have an iPad discussion.
Oh, really?
And he just determines, like, yes, the toddler should have an iPad. And I was like...
Like, his own iPad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. And I was like, this is such a weird discussion for them to be having at this point.
It's interesting, like, the few times we've mentioned Evan, it really goes to show how little he adds to
the story. He adds nothing to the story.
Yeah.
Like, that's what bothered me about him, is, like...
Like, if you didn't mention him, like, there's just these passing moments that happen.
Yeah, he's
like,
potty training.
I barely mentioned him.
Yeah.
You've mentioned him a little bit more.
But it bothered me because I was like, you are not adding anything to this romance.
Yeah. Even if the romance, you know, was conflict in how to raise Evan or
whatever. Yeah, or, like, there's so many things you can do with adding a random child, but you didn't do any of them.
Actually, have you seen that movie, Life as We Know It, with Katherine Heigl?
And yeah.
That's literally the premise of this. I mean, they're not NHL. But he actually was really involved in sports, but, like, their friends die, and they have to take this baby.
Yeah.
And raise it.
And,
and the fact that the baby is there...
Is the hinge, to the relationship.
Yes.
Yeah, the presence of Evan does nothing except he makes a convenient excuse for like,
them to have sex all the time.
Yeah. So, chapter 18... Oh, the mom, like, talks to Reed or some, or talks to Holland or something, and is like, I think Reed is seeing someone. And I was like, this is so dumb. There's no conflict.
I said, for a second, I thought they were going to break up. At least Holland wanted to, but yeah, they didn't.
Yeah, she says, I can't do this anymore. And then he confesses his love.
Yeah, I literally, like, wait, I have to read my whole thing. For a second, I thought they were going to break up. At least Holland wanted to break up with him, but he's going to reassure her immediately, and it's going to be fine. I stopped to write this, so let's see. Period. I was right. They've declared their love.
Yeah, I wrote, he confesses his love stupidly. I literally skimmed his cliche fucking speeches, because at this point, he was just making speeches, and they were so dull and fucking basic bitch writing. Like, I was like, this isn't romantic. It's just nothing. Oh, and then, gasp, they go inside, and Emery is there. And I'm like, conflict? Question mark?
I wrote that, too. I said, drama! Yes!
Yeah.
But then I said, how quickly will it be resolved? But the chapter ended, and it hadn't been resolved yet. I was like,
what?
I feel like that had not happened in any Amazon specials yet.
Yeah, so he doesn't talk to either of them for a couple days. Like, yes. Holland doesn't talk to him, and no one talks to each other.
Yeah.
But then he goes to talk to Emery, and they make up.
He finally has to go. I think Liam tells him, because he's been playing really bad hockey, and Liam's like, you need to deal with this.
Yeah.
Get back on your game.
Yeah. Yeah, so he talks to Emery, and then Emery talks to Holland, and they make up.
Everyone makes up.
And then she brings it. She brings an aquarium to Reed's house and apologizes, and she admits that she, like, always had a crush on him. Mm-hmm. I wrote, she admits she always had a crush on him and rambles for 3 paragraphs like everyone does when they confess their feelings.
I really like that. Because she thinks that she's messed everything up with him too, right? So she's like, Emery, you need to help me.
Yeah.
And then what she does is brings that aquarium. And I was like, how did Emery help with this? It felt like there was just going to be this elaborate plan. And then she just shows up at his house with an aquarium. For reference.
Yeah, I was going to say for...
Evan. Really likes oceans. Under the sea stuff.
Yeah, he has like a pet octopus.
And
Stuffy. Yeah, not
and
a pet
octopus.
And they
said to him, like, maybe we'll get you a pet octopus. And she even says to Reed, like, I asked about octopuses and they don't give them.
Yeah. But she gets,
so
like...
she gets, like, fish.
She gets, like, seahorses, specifically. But,
So, that is why the aquarium. I guess that is the part about Evan. Look.
And then
she knows Evan so well.
Yeah.
They're perfect for each other.
And then he asks her to move in. And he's like, our love is a lot like my favorite hockey term.
Oh, yeah. That really pissed me off.
Change on the fly. Tell me why that pissed you off, Mariah. I would love to know.
Okay, I wrote, look at how much I wrote.
Oh my god.
It's like my longest note I've probably ever written.
Okay, let's go, guys.
Okay. So, I like literally Googled this because I was like, I hate this. Because change on the fly is like literally, like it's one of the only sports where all 5 players during the play will switch for another 5 players. Mm-hmm. Changing on the fly. That's what it is. That's it. And this is how, and I wrote what Reed calls it. So Reed says, you don't stop. You change what you have to and finish out the game. And technically every marriage should be this. Like, once you're married, you don't stop. You change what you have and then you keep going. It bothers me. Like, so I was like, I guess it kind of works. Well, first off, I don't know hockey players who are going around saying, like, my favorite hockey term is offside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, the fact that he has a favorite hockey term and that it feels, like, so significant to his, like, to his life. Like, yes, we're all just changing on the fly.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever, sir. I also just don't think you change what you have to and finish out the game, like...
His definition wasn't, like...
Really, what changing on the fly... Like, she just changed on the fly...
To fit better
with an analogy with marriage.
And, like, the thing is, you look at their fucking relationship, and I'm like, what did you have to change? Fucking nothing. Like...
Yeah, and that's the last thing I put. It's like insignificant to their love story.
Yeah. Like if you had written this, like, and it's weird because like you clearly had the title before you wrote this fucking book.
Because so, like, leading up to this moment where he would say, my favorite hockey term is Chain on a Fly.
Yeah.
Because it's so best
applicable to this. And it's like, no, you just had a hockey term and you didn't know how to apply it to a romance. Or like, if you did try to write this romance to fit that, it does not, I don't feel like it did that. I don't know.
He just made it seem like so much bigger than it is. It's just, changing on the fly is just what happens in hockey. It's not that significant.
Yeah.
There are moments where it is, because sometimes players get stuck out there for like 3 minutes. Like, and then they're like, we need to change them out. Sorry.
Yeah.
But it just, they always just change on the fly. That's what they do.
Yeah. It. Yeah. That's just how you change.
Yeah.
So we're on the epilogue now.
So I had another worst line in chapter 20.
Oh, good. Go for it. Was it part of the rambling confession?
I think it was. So it was like Emery's talking to, no, Holland talking to Emery.
Yeah.
About how she feels like she might have lost Reed. And I was like, it was so stupid. So what she says to Emery is, I tell, or I guess in her own head, I tell her my plan, like how to get Reed back. And I pray that it's not too late. And I was like, this is so stupid. In the previous chapter, Reed talked about how desperate he is.
Yeah.
Like, I get that she doesn't know that.
Yeah.
But it's so pointless to us readers who are like, we know it's not too late.
Yeah. Like we're not worried.
The fact that you've given us insight into both their heads
is not serving any purpose.
It's not serving. The fact that she's worried, we don't get worried. It's more interesting for us if we're worried, but we're not worried because he has literally just said to Emery also, like, I want Holland.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really bothered me.
Yeah.
So it wasn't cheesy. I was just like, this is dumb.
Mm-hmm. Epilogue time?
Yeah.
They won the Stanley Cup for the second year in a row.
They did, which almost, like, might have happened one, like, in the past when there were only 6 teams, it happened all the time. But now that there's 32.
Does not happen.
I think it happened once recently and it was like, big deal.
Yeah.
But I knew. I mean, I predicted it pretty early on. They're going to win the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to happen.
And he asks her dad's permission to propose to her, which is nice.
I was a little worried about the dad situation because he, like, told her about the ranch. And then I was like, you better not, like, just put him in this ranch that you now get to, like, be happy.
I know. That really bothered me.
I was really worried that that was going to happen or that he was going to pressure her. And none of that happened. So I was like, okay. But I... Again.
It felt like the author was like, all right, time to ship dad off.
Yeah,
so that she
that's
can...
what it felt like.
Yeah.
So I was like, but then in the epilogue, it talks about how over like many months, they did like lots of visits and then longer visits and transitioned him in. And I was like, fine, okay.
Whatever. Yeah, you can do that.
And then he proposes and I cried and I was mad at myself. I said, dang it.
You cried?
I literally can't.
I wrote, he proposes with a speech as usual.
I just can't help it. It's so bad. I was like, dang it. Dang it. Still got me. I think because he had, and it gets me like when I watch the videos of like kids doing the proposal.
Yeah. Well, this pissed me off when the kid did the proposal because he's like, may we weed and stay with us forever? And he said his R's fucking fine and forever. And I was like, why?
I didn't notice that. I was just like, the kid's in it.
Oh my God.
And I just can't help it. I mean, literally, I can't watch proposals. The Office, people get proposed to. And I have seen The Office probably like 8-9 times, some of these episodes. Every time they get proposed to, cry again. I can't not do it.
Okay, hold on. The other thing about this proposal is the author wrote, Holland sobs and shakes her head profusely. Of course I will. And I was like, when you shake your head, that's no.
It's nodding.
Yeah.
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 Of course I will.
Right? It's like confusing.
I am sorry. I was too emotional to notice these nitty picky thingies.
The most satisfying thing about this book was finally figuring out what the fuck the point of Briggs was.
I just was like, oh, So there's a sequel.
Yeah, no, I
was being set up.
I was like, why? Thank you. Now I know why we talked about Briggs, because I couldn't figure it out. So yeah, that's Change on the Fly.
Probably the worst named book in the history of all the books we've read so far.
Yeah. So if we were hypothetically going to rank him, I think I would put him... He didn't actively try to kill her.
Or anybody.
Mm-hmm. Which I feel like would put him above Callias.
Who's Luke?
Mariah?
Was he in Rush?
No, he's from the other alien one, from the Darkest Star.
Right.
Above Callias?
Yeah, that's okay. Where, if he were to go somewhere.
So yeah, that's
Change
it.
On the Fly by
Maren Moore.
Maren Moore.
Yep. Check us out on Instagram at Women Writing Men, or go to our website, which is www.womenwritingmen.com.
Or
we're also on Patreon. If you want to support us there, you can recommend us books, or you can just get a shout out on the podcast. There's different tiers and stuff, and you can have a look at that.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.